fans during the break, Mr. Petit was so upset with what Jack Craven did in the ring. He was so upset with Jack Craven's outburst in our squared circle that he immediately called for a closed-door conference with his executive staff. Now, apparently, Mr. Petit is contemplating allowing Jack Craven back into WEWA and back onto the roster, but Craven is going to have to be willing to sign a waiver stating if he does indeed get injured, he cannot hold WEWA, eWrestling.org, Mr. Petit, or any of their sponsors responsible in any way, shape, or form. Before we end this show, we will hear from Mr. Petit and get his official decision on whether or not Jack Craven will be allowed to continue his career here in WEWA. Of course, everything right now is speculatory. With that said, I hear the music of La Sombra in the background, so let's go to the ring for our opening announcements.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sunday Superstar, and welcome to Atlanta, Georgia, Georgia Dome! Tonight's matches are sponsored by the WWA in conjunction with eWrestling.org and Mr. Petit, the place that coined the phrases, enjoy the brutality, and simply the best. Our first contest is a non-title matchup and will be held under Mexican strap rules. This means each man will bring with him to the ringside area a leather strap. And during the contest, they can use that strap any way they choose. Coming down the aisle from Mexico City, Mexico, and back from suspension, looking to be in where he left off some 3 months ago. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man without fear. He is Julio Rodriguez Oya. He is La Sombra.
The lights dim, and as the Mexican flag flaps over the Omicron, leaving the arena washed out in blackness, the name De Hoya flashes across our logo. Oh, green, white, and red smoke shoots from the entranceway into the arena, representing the colors of the Mexican flag. And as La Sombra makes his way out from the back onto the rampway, you can see through the white smoke that his hair is soaked with water, shaking his golden locks from side to side as the water cascades off left and right. Sombra looks towards the crowd and gives an arrogant smirk, lifting his fist up into the air and jumping. Oh, gigantic explosion, and you've got to be kidding me. Golden confetti comes shooting out from behind him, representing the Mexican eagle with a serpent in its mouth. You've got to be kidding me. This is an absolutely fantastic entrance by the Mexican maniac La Sombra. As La Sombra shakes off some of the confetti from his shoulders, here he comes down to ringside as the crowd begins to chant. Sombra! 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 My God, it's deafening in here! This week, Julio De Hoyas went to visit his grandfather and made some very heated remarks towards Rick Righteous over his Hall of Fame nomination, stating Rick Righteous hasn't been in the ring for almost the entire 2004 year. Julio chastised Righteous for his delusional opinions of why WWA still is in existence today. On top of that, Julio says he has perfected a counter to the right move stunner, and if this is true, Rick Righteous might be looking into the face of defeat tonight rather than the mouth of victory. Speaking of the champion, here he comes.
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
Thank you.
opponent.
As the lights go out, filling the arena with complete darkness, on the Ovaltron appears Rick Righteous's words of wisdom. Listen to my advice and accept instruction. You may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen. As the darkness consumes the arena, I gotta tell you this, folks, while we wait for Righteous to enter with breathless anticipation, the guy has gotta be the most arrogant son of a bitch in the entire industry. You know, with that said, you can see the smoke filling up the entranceway. Here's that patched silhouette of the Messiah appearing. And here he is, suddenly down the entranceway. Hitting complete and utter fireworks. Out steps Rick Righteous from behind the curtain, wearing his trademark sequin black robe. Oh, pyrotechnics going off up and down the ramp. In what seems to be like a million sparks of light emanating from the ceiling. And my God, Rick Righteous simply looks awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, request at this time that you get on your knees and bow your head to pay homage for your Messiah. Standing 6 foot 5 inches tall and weighing in at 278 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and he is the most championed man in the history of professional wrestling. A former multi-time world heavyweight champion who broke the record for the longest title reign in 2003, he is your current BACW heavyweight champion and promised to be your next world heavyweight champion. I give you the one and only Messiah Pro Wrestling, the BACW heavyweight champion,
arguing over the tag name Messiah with Lee Real and pretty much telling La Sombra the Hall of Fame needs to induct Rick Righteous because he was the company's first world heavyweight champion. Righteous has spit in the face of La Sombra, saying he doesn't need to be lectured by a person who couldn't even shine his wrestling boots some 12 months ago. Now those are some pretty strong words, and I'm sure there were words La Sombra didn't take lightly. On top of that, Righteous has brought Miguel Angel Santos Gonzalez into the fold and has only made things worse for him, in my opinion, because now, from what I hear, he has enraged Mr. Petit, our eWrestling.org owner, with exposing that Miguel indeed does own 10% of WEWA. Folks, the time for talk is over, as La Sombra must realize that it is time to show the world that he is more than the hype that surrounds him. His eyes are locked, and as La Sombra lets out a patented warrior's cry, the fans come to their feet. The Latin Prince, the Latino Lunatic, it's gonna be hell on earth, and here we go! Looking into the center of the ring, oh my God, Righteous just whipped Julio right in the face with his thick leather strap, and down goes La Sombra. Hard punches with the belt wrapped around his fist, raining down on La Sombra and strangling the man without fear with the leather weapon of extreme. La Sombra is in deep trouble early, lumping over onto his side. Righteous untangles the leather strap from around Julio's neck and lifting it above his head, lowers the leather right across the back of Julio's bare skin. Again, Rick Righteous is ripping La Sombra again. Jesus Christ, look at the world's rise from Julio's back. This isn't wrestling. This is just a way for Petit to get back at La Sombra by using Rick Righteous. I'm disgusted. Pulling the injured La Sombra from the logo, Righteous loops his opponent's arm over his head, and I think he's looking for a vertical suplex, jacking the man without fear up into the air. Sombra counters. He's falling over. Yes! DDT sends the champion face first into the logo, and I don't believe it. Listen to the crowd explode. Dominguez is down, and look at that,
shaky.
Julio is pulling a belt from his head, he's holding both straps up in the air, and he's looking into the crowd for approval. Come on, Julio, you know everybody wants to see you hit him, just kill him already. Down across the back in windmill-like fashion, Julio slammed the leather straps one after the other, down onto the back of Rick Righteous, and there goes Righteous bailing from the ring. Rick Righteous looks to escape the assault, and I don't blame him. Look at the horror on the face of Rick Righteous. Julio's charging forward after the over. Righteous can't recover. Super kick to the high-flying somersault. That top bomb, and down go both superstars, colliding with the guardrail. They're not holding anything back in this match. Oh my God, this is unbelievable. Sombra hasn't been in the ring for 3 months, but if you can recall, he's been training down in Mexico, so don't look for the man without fear to lose his stamina early. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, folks. Sombra is wrapping Rick's head with the leather straps, and look out! Oh, face first into the steel stairs, and Righteous is stunned.
Oh, come on, referee. This ain't fair. Look at him and look at me. He might want to get some more people from the back.
Quickly rolling Righteous back into the ring. Julio follows under the bottom rope, regaining control over the contest. He's picking Righteous up off the canvas, and he's tossing him into the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Off the rebound, here comes Rick with a full head of steam, and Sombra misses with a wild clothesline. Righteous turns around and counters with a sleeper hold. Where the hell did that one come from? I don't believe Righteous just pulled it off. Julio's waving his arms, and he's going down to one knee as Righteous clamps down hard around the neck and over the shoulder area. Julio forces Rick into the corner, but Rick reverses the hold, sending Julio into the top with a third time chop to the chest of Julio. Again, 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 the tears well up in the Sombra's eyes, and Righteous hits him again. Drop kick to the hole. Oh my God, that was so quick, and La Sombra cripples to the crowd, and you can see that La Sombra is in pain. Here we go. Righteous turns around, spinning Texas tornado punch, knocks Sombra through the ropes and down onto the hard concrete floor. And look out, Julio. Rick Righteous means business. Through the ropes and down onto the floor, Rick Righteous throws Julio again into the guardrail, and he hits with a thud. Here comes a steel chair, and raising the metal above his head, Righteous looks to put an end to this match right away. It appears he's gonna, low blow by La Sombra, and Righteous sings soprano. No hands, headbutt by Sombra forces Rick into the apron and taking hold of the steel chair. Steel chair shot heard round the world by La Sombra. Sombra quickly rolls Righteous back into the ring before he can collapse face first into the small mats in Rickler-like fashion, and following up with a springboard leg drop, hooking the leg for the cover of the count. 1, 2, 3, no kick out by Righteous, and this one's gonna continue. Sombra's now pouring on the steam, lifting Righteous up to the canvas and tossing him into the nylon with the hard Irish whip. Here comes Righteous charging hard, and Julio topples Rick with a flying forearm smash. Arriba! 1, 2, kick out by Rick Righteous, and you can start to see these two men emptying the tank, giving everything they got. Both men want to leave. Superstars heading into the grinder with the victory. Chants of La Sombra begin, and this place is starting to go wild in support of the Mexican Maniac. Righteous looks right for the picking, and if I was La Sombra, I would think about hitting him with the finisher before opportunity knocks. Once again, for Rick Righteous. Off the canvas for a third time comes Rick Righteous, and jamming a thumb into the eyes of Julio, the man without fear, has his vision impaired. Break of the eyes completes the Ray Charles makeover, and cracking La Sombra into the canvas, belly to belly suplex. Oh my God, Righteous is making an arrogant cover. 1, 2, kick out by Sombra, and this one's gonna continue. Yes, he did, folks. He did get the shoulder up. Sombra is shaking, and Righteous is calling for the right move stunner. The crowd is now getting to their feet. Could this be it? Julio's gotten his ass kicked from pillar to post. In my opinion, he's been whipped, he's been beaten, and he has been outclassed. If La Sombra was on Survivor, the tribe would have already spoken. Wobbling to his feet on his shaky legs, Righteous moves in. Boot to the stomach. Right move stunner. No, it's counted by La Raza. The referee in position. 1, 2, 3. Julio has just defeated Rick Righteous clean with no interference. Oh my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the match by pinfall, La Sombra!
Righteous has now stumbled to his feet. He's taking the championship belt, and Julio sees it, and he fills from the ring before he can be struck. Righteous right now is seething with anger, and as he kicks the bottom long rope and continues the curse, you know Rick Righteous has just added La Sombra to the what he's calling Messiah's Most Wanted. Okay, folks, it's time for a break. La Sombra has just handed Rick Righteous the cleanest defeat that Righteous has ever experienced here in WWE. And if you don't think that's a big deal, you have to understand who Rick Righteous has been wrestling since he's returned to WWE. Michael Cavanaugh, Jack Craven, the list goes on and on again. Throughout the years, throughout Rick Righteous's career, not that many people have pinned Rick Righteous clean without any interference. I am shocked. Julio Rodriguez de Hoyas has come back into WWE and has pinned a man who some thought could not be pinned. It's time for a break, and when we come back, it's going to be Lee Real taking on Chris Cross in a challenge match. And if you don't think that one's going to be heated, if you thought this match that you saw right now was exciting, wait till you see the Midnight Rider, Chris Cross, a hardcore lunatic, taking on a BACW legend, high-flying and technically sound, Lee Real. My God. Someone get Righteous out of the ring before he hurts somebody. Listen to the crowd. They agree.
Respect this.